Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. teamed up with the veteran and legendary trumpet cat Tom Harrell. That was the talented Serbian-born jazz guitarist Rale Micic with the 2013 cut Lucky Number. And his lucky number has likely been called as we begin a brand new hour of neon jazz together. These days, Rale reigns as one of the most successful and critically acclaimed jazz musicians to emerge from Serbia. Folks around the world have been captivated by his music that is mingling between Serbian musical roots and his extensive knowledge of jazz. On his third solo album so far, he has created a cult-like following amongst his music fans. Originally from Serbia, he came to America to attend the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and these days he resides in the capital of jazz of the world, New York City. And he talked with Neon Jazz about being in the United States and how happy he is.
Oh, it's great. I mean, you're kidding me. It's my dream. So, like, you know, and it's fantastic. And that's why I'm still here. You know, it's definitely the best place to be. You know, I lived in Boston for actually 5 years, and I moved to New York in 2000. And, you know, I've been in Europe since then. So, again, 16 years. And it's fantastic. You know, it's really, you get to play with the best musicians. You get to hear the best musicians all the time. And, you know, it's just a great environment, you know.
Over the years, he has got some solid jazz street cred, playing at clubs and music festivals in the United States and Europe, the Village Vanguard, the Catalina Jazz Club, Blues Alley, Schuller's Jazz Club, Dizzy's Smalls, and with the likes of Don Friedman, Eric Alexander, the Marsalis Brothers, and it only seems like it literally has just begun, and I think it has. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town digging the jazz guitar with Matt Hopper and Brian Baguette, doing the locals proud on the fretboard, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Always here with your weekly dose of jazz. This is one man that had a huge impact on Rale, legendary jazz guitarist Jim Hall. And as we go into the tune Capricious, featuring Billy Taylor, Mr. Micic talks about his Jim Hall fascination.
Like one of my idols, so many on so many different levels, you know, musically and, you know, personally, and he's really been a huge influence to me, you know. I moved to the United States in '95 to study here. I'm originally from Belgrade, Serbia, and actually one of the first shows that I've seen was Jim Hall. You know, he came to Boston with his quartet, and it just blew my mind. To Rale Micic, jazz guitarist and composer, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
To have you your tiny hands. Your crazy cadence smile.
From a band that I really believe should just release a jazz album and get over it. That was the biggest band in the world, Radiohead, with the track off their latest album, 2016's A Moon-Shaped Pool, with a very true song, True Love Waits. These cats have always been the backbone of a jazz sound etched into their rock electronic array of music. The track True Love Waits was actually released in 1995, but officially put out on this album as a track because, as the tune professes, true love does wait, and perhaps like a full-length Radiohead jazz album at some point in their career, but this song will do for our jazz purposes. From a trombonist that knew how to get the world moving, this is Irby Green with the 1976 song Goodbye off the LP The Fox. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Aprea, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was veteran jazz saxophonist Ron Aprea. He's been around with his take on Imagine via a 2015 tribute album to John Lennon and the Beatles. He was actually good friends with John and did some recording back in the day with him. He grew up in Astoria, New York, and has always knew the saxophone as his instrument, and it's his livelihood. In fact, he got his own alto sax at 16 and started taking lessons in a studio across the street from Radio City Music Hall. And he would go on to grow up in Birdland, soaking up inspiration from all of the big band and jazz legends that played in the club. Ron also spent some years perfecting his musical prowess, playing with legends like Woody Herman, Tito Puente, Billy Mays, Skitch Henderson, and Lionel Hampton. And he's been around for a while. While talking with Neon Jazz recently, he had some thoughts on his longevity.
You know what? I think the key to longevity is just your love for what you're doing. That's the big motivator for me. I mean, I just I get excited as excited today hearing good music as I did the very first time I heard a band. For me, that's the motivating force behind everything. It's the music itself.
And it was one legendary jazz clarinetist from New Orleans that flipped on the jazz lights for Ron, Mr. Pete Fountain. So as we hear Ron talk about that, let's listen to the tune Sunset in Paradise off the 2016 CD Creole Dixieland Jazz.
And then I remember as a kid listening to Pete Fountain and really enjoying his clarinet playing. And of course that led me to Benny Goodman, who was another great clarinet player, and of course that led me to the big bands, because Benny Goodman always had a big band, or most of the time he did anyway. And of course then that led me into the direction of Duke Ellington and Basie and Woody Herman.
Thank you. George Garzon talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz, and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
It's great festival on the all-star parade of bands across the nation on this bright new year. And what better way can we do it than with the great Count Basie and his orchestra from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world. Ah, good morning and bless you one and all on this great new year of 1954. This is Fred Collins in a most happy mood here in the jazz corner of the world at Broadway at 52nd Street in the heart of New York City, Birdland, where everyone here is having the greatest time in the world welcoming in this bright new year with one of the most outstanding personalities in all the world of music.
That was the jazz master, Mr. Count Basie, with his titles of pianist, organist, bandleader, and composer. And that was one of those cats that loom large in the world of Ron performing live at Birdland. And that happened to be the 1 o'clock jump. Count had some serious roots in Kansas City. In fact, in 1929, he joined Benny Moten's band in KC and played with them until Moten's untimely death at 40 after a freak accident getting his tonsils taken out back in 1935. This here next is another cat that had a large and huge bearing on the world of Ron. Tenor and soprano saxophonist, the flautist and arranger, and composer and cool cat, Frank Foster, with the tune Frankie and Johnny. And let's hear Ron talk about the great advice he got from Frank.
Frank gave me so much advice. I remember my first tour with Lionel Hampton's band was in 1969. And Frank spent about an hour on the phone with me, telling me all the do's and don'ts of the road, because he had been on the road for so many years. And he shared all his road stories with me and gave me a lot of really good advice that helped me with the grind of being on the road. name is Alan Ferber, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Bean right there. Coleman Randolph Hawkins with the tune Bean and the Boys live in 1960 back at the Village Gate. This legendary tenor sax was rather versatile in his music life, putting his huge arc of influence in the swing, big band, and bebop realms. All of those arcs swirled together and made his world a harmonious jazz universe. From a man that has very little time because he's so talented, this is jazz guitarist, composer, musical arranger, transcriber, sound recording engineer, and music producer Peter Sprague with the song Avenues off his 2009 CD Dance of the Universe as we continue across the jazz cosmos on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you. This is, my name's Jack Costanza, and I can tell you the pleasure it is to be talking with Joe, answering his very intelligent questions. And I would hope that I said something that would be nice for his audience to hear.
That was big band leader, saxophonist, composer, publisher, and arranger George Paxton with his orchestra under his direction with the song Gotta Be This or That off the 1982 CD, The Uncollected, George Paxton and his orchestra. And our final cut of music coming your way is from the very veteran double bassist and cellist Ray Brown with his trio in tow with the tune Summer Wind live back in 1990 at the old Santa Monica Club that is no more but will remain called the Lowell. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude with some grand music cancers all the time, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig, what you want to hear. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.